Kathy, I thank God I'm good this morning, Lord. I'm good this morning, God. I'm good this morning, God. I am good this morning, God. Because of who you are, I am good this morning, God. I can see Kathy sitting over there. I can imagine Kathy saying right now to her family, I'm good, y'all. I'm good because of who God is. I am good. I wasn't perfect, but I'm good because God is perfect. Amen. I wasn't the best at all times, but I'm good because of who God is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Kathy's all right now. Kathy's in a better place than we are right now. Kathy won't be crying anymore. Amen. Kathy won't be hurting anymore. Amen. Kathy is redeemed. We thank God that she's simply redeemed. Amen. Thank you, God. And I don't put, oh God, I don't put my signature on everybody. Amen. Because, oh my God, but I know that Kathy was redeemed. Amen. Amen. We've had talks with Kathy. Come on, God. Thank you, God. Sometimes you got to ask the question, do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Yes. Amen. The old folks used to ask that all the time. We've gotten away from that, but I have to ask the question, God. Do you really know him? Do you really understand him? Do you really understand who he is and what he's able to do? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. She wasn't perfect. Guess what? I'm not perfect. Amen. None of us are going to reach perfection until we leave here. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Christ is the only man that walked this earth in perfection. Amen. That's why he walked, though. So that in our imperfections, he would be able to change our lives. Amen. Yes. Thank you, God. Kathy is simply redeemed this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to give you one passage of a scripture. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Galatians 2:20. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Kathy, look at me sometimes. Say, Pastor, Kathy, amen, amen. I'm probably going to giggle a little bit while I'm talking about Kathy because Kathy made me laugh, amen. And I thank God because I learned a long time ago, laughter is good for the soul, amen. When she made me laugh, it was good things, amen. I'd be up here preaching sometimes. Kathy coming over, hey, you know I've been in the hospital. Kathy. But Kathy got used to us, and we got used to Kathy, amen. And that's what it was all about, God's love. Kathy got used to us. I can't tell you the first time Kathy walked in that door. But the first time she walked in that door, we saw this frail little lady, amen. Mm-hmm. And we just loved on her after church, and we said, you come back. She said, I'm coming back, amen. Amen, thank you, God, amen. And I can remember a time, I'm going to get to the scripture, amen. I can remember a time we pulled up for Bible study one night, amen. And it was around this time of year, because it was around Valentine's, about 2 years ago, amen. Kathy's probably been with us about 4 years now. But about 2 years ago, we pulled up for Bible study, and me and Mother and Elder were in the car. I said, what is that hanging all over the church door? Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. And we saw this red heart strewn all over the door. I said, that's that Kathy. Amen. Amen. We saw, she's about, y'all saw my love I left on the church door. Amen. And we just bless God for Kathy. Amen. I think Kathy was something else. Amen. But Kathy loved God. Kathy loved this church. Amen. But this church was not about this building. It was not what Kathy loved. Amen? Because what Kathy learned in this church, let me go ahead and give you the scripture. Amen. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Amen? The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Kathy understood that. Kathy learned that. That she had been crucified. See, we've got to die to be born again. Amen? That flesh part of us has to die to be born again. But once we receive, thank you, Lord. Let me come out of something here. Once we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior, amen? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I think I'm on this one. Amen? Once we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior, there is no turning back. once we welcome him in, we might slip, we might fall, we might have that other drink, amen? But God does not return us, amen? He keeps us, amen? As long as our faith is still in him, we might falter. Some of us did some other things, amen, that Kathy didn't do. There may be some things I've done that you haven't done, amen? But God looks beyond our faults, and God sees our very needs, amen? So once we have been crucified with Christ, you see, when we give our life, we're crucified with him because we understand the fullness of him going to the cross and dying for us that we might be saved. Christ knew his mission. He knew that when he came to this earth that he was going to die in the manner that he did, amen? But he stayed. He could have turned around and left, amen? Amen? At some point it became so excruciating for him on the cross that he looked up at the Heavenly Father and said, "Who? Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" You see, Christ even felt a little left, amen? For just a moment, that was that flesh part of the man, amen? But this scripture says, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ gave himself for Kathy. Christ gave himself for Billy. Christ gave himself for Elder. Christ gave himself for each one of you. Christ gave himself for me, amen? We have to take it personal. And that's what we begin to teach Kathy, amen? As we teach in this church, we teach that you have to take it personal. But Kathy loved, I'm going back to this, Kathy loved God. Kathy loved God. Kathy got to know and understand who Christ was and what his life was about. But Kathy loved this church. But she didn't love this building, you see, because what Kathy learned here and what we teach here and what we know is that we are the church, amen? This building does not matter. If we had to go to the parking lot, amen, we are still the church, amen? If we go on our jobs, amen, we are the church, amen? If we walk the streets, amen, we are the church, amen? God is not coming back for this building. He's not coming back for the great big church buildings. He's not coming back for the small church building. But we may be small in here, but we are great in love and we are great in God. Kathy understood who God was. Kathy understood God's love for her. Amen? Yes, Kathy was hurting. Kathy was dealing with some things. I go through life, I'm hurting. I'm dealing with some things. Kathy had some good days, and Kathy had some not so bad days. All of us have some good days, amen? Amen. All of us have some not so bad days, amen? Amen. One of our members and her family isn't here this morning because she fell in the tub this morning, amen? And the first thing she said on her message to me was, I didn't want to miss the service for Sister Kathy, amen? Amen. She don't have to miss it because we'll always be worshiping God for Sister Kathy. Amen. So, Kathy, I just want to have a couple of minutes. And Elder kind of took a little bit of my stories, but it's okay because those are the remembrances. And I think the warmest, funniest one for me was when Sister Sharon said we had a crowd in here. We had seat to seat, and Kathy came in, and they were trying to usher her to a seat. She said, "I come. This is my church. I come here every Sunday. This is my church." Amen. And I guess she was looking around like, who are all these people? Because there's just a few of us, but we love the Lord. Amen. Kathy was looking around like, well, I don't know where all these people, but somebody got to move. Amen. Amen. Somebody got to slide over. Amen. Because that was her seat on the end of that second row right there. Amen. Sometimes she go to that third, but on the end of that second row, you better move. That's Kathy's seat. Amen. So Kathy was kind. Kathy was kind. K, kind. A, Kathy was accepting. Amen? She accepted us for who we were. Amen? Amen. She didn't make us feel some kind of way. Amen? She didn't make us feel like that we were black and she was white, or that we were better than her or she was better than us. Kathy was accepting. Amen? Even the children who have come through this ministry, Kathy accepted those children. Amen? Kathy was like one of those old school mothers. Amen? Amen. And thank you, God. The last time Kathy was in service, Brother Trey had brought some of the football team of Caleb back there, and one of the, a couple of little boys were kind of leaning, and Kathy kind of looked over to Kathy Gallup and said, sit up. So Kathy got up and came across that aisle, amen. But Kathy was accepting. Kathy was tenacious, stubborn. She was about some things. Kathy, yes, Pastor. Kathy, and Kathy knew I had a look that I would give her, amen. Kathy wasn't perfect. Kathy didn't come to service every Sunday in the best condition. Amen. But when she came not in the best condition, she knew I was coming. Amen. And we get after service, and I'd hug on, and I say, I need you to see about you. That was our concern. What she was doing was between her and God. But our concern was, we need you to see about you. What do you need us to do for you? Amen. We sometimes felt like we weren't doing enough. Amen. What else can we do? Amen. And then she comes sometimes. Kathy was in better shape than most of us. The last time Kathy was here, Kathy's skin was so clear and pretty. And Kathy was, that was the time when she got the boys straight over there. And Kathy was just had a glow about her. And me and Elder talked about, I said, Kathy sure looked extra good today. Amen. And then if she came and Mother was here, Mother has another church that she goes to. Kathy said, where's Mother? And I said, Kathy, Mother, tell her that's her church. I need to see her. She needs to be here. Amen. Kathy was harmless, but Kathy was helpful. Amen. Kathy had a heart for people. Amen. Kathy had a heart for her family. Kathy talked to me about her family, but always about how she loved her family. She talked about missing her family, but she loved her family. Amen. She loved her. She talked to me. She shared with me about her youngest son who passed. Amen. Amen. And we were talking. I would just listen, really. I would just listen. And I said, Kathy, but you know God is still in control. Kathy didn't agree with me with that at first. But eventually, I said, Kathy, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, you know. And she would say, God is in control. She went through some things in life. I've gone through some things in life. But she came to understand that whatever we deal with in life, it's no fault of God's. It's some of the choices we've made. Or it's just the things that happen because of a three-letter word, S-I-N. And it wasn't even ours to begin with. But we are born in it, amen? We didn't start it, amen? But we kept it, what, going, amen? Sometimes we fall off, amen? But we can't stay down. We got to get back up, amen? And Kathy was the kind of person that you could pull. And you could keep pulling, amen? And she would respond, amen? Thank you, God. Kathy, why? She yearned for love from family and friends, but she yielded to the love of Christ. She accepted God for who he was, and she wanted to be accepted for who she was. Kathy had good conscience, amen? When you begin to have good conscience, you really know who God is, amen? Kathy began to know when she shouldn't have been doing something she shouldn't have been doing, amen? Kathy began to understand that thing, amen? Kathy began to have that conscience where you wanted to go this way, but God say go that way, amen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Kathy was a lot like Christ. Christ was kind. Christ was accepting, amen? Christ was certainly tender-hearted. Christ was helpful, and he was a healer, amen? Christ yearned for our souls. And now Kathy, along with Christ, are yonder. They're distant, but still within sight. Amen? They're yonder. They're distant, but still within sight. Kathy understood. I don't know where she was when she breathed her last breath. I don't know where she was. But God was with her. I'm assured of that because he promised us in his word that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Amen. I don't know where Kathy was, those days when you didn't see her, but I know that God was with her. Amen. Kathy didn't die early. Amen. I feel like I needed to have her around me longer. But God knew he needed to take her at the time he took her because he needed to pluck that rose at the ripest it would be. And God does not make mistakes. He does not shorten our days. He does not take advantage of us. From the time Kathy was conceived in her mother's womb, God knew that this day would take place. 10 years ago, I didn't know Kathy. 6 years ago, I didn't know Kathy. 5 years ago, I got to know Kathy. But this is the thing. It doesn't matter whether I had gotten to know her or not. God knew from her conception the trail and the track that he would have to pull her back onto. Amen? He sets our journey and we get off course. But he knew how he would cause her to be put back where he needed her to be. Amen. Yeah. Kathy may not have ever gone to church a day in her life until she walked into this building. But the day she walked into this building, what Kathy understood was that she didn't have to go to church. She had to become the church. She had to become the church. And we are the church of God. When we accept him, we are who he is coming to redeem. Kathy was redeemed. There's an old song, and I'm going to end with this. It says, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. It says, if you want to know where I'm going soon, if anybody asks you where I'm going soon, the song says, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. The song goes on to say, I can take the pain. I can take the heartaches that they bring, but I can take the comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'll run this race until I see my Savior face to face. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. So if anybody asks you where Kathy's going, where she's going, she may be laying in wait right now, her spirit, because see, even the body that was cremated, that wasn't Kathy. As soon as the breath of life left her body, her spirit separated, and it's her spirit that God is holding on to. It's her spirit that's laying in wait for that day when Christ will come. Word of God says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. So guess what? Kathy already ahead of some of us. Amen. He says the dead in Christ, I'm going to call you first. Amen. Kathy already ahead of us. Amen. She ahead of us. Kathy done got out there in the wind. Amen. Kathy might have been like the tortoise that was slow and the hare zoomed by. But Kathy held on till the end, you see. Oh my God. Till the end. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that remain are going to be caught up to meet him. Kathy's been redeemed now. Kathy's been redeemed. Kathy's been redeemed. Before we do this tribute, Kathy's been redeemed. We have to ask, if you haven't been redeemed, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, we don't know our time, our day, we may not make it out that door. We may not make it back home. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, stand to your feet, everybody. We want to extend an invitation for you to submit, because Kathy submitted. We want to extend an invitation for you to commit, because Kathy committed. Amen? Mm-hmm. We thank God that he didn't by chance let her just stay where she was. But Mr. Billy, it wasn't by chance that five, almost 6 years ago, we came into this building. It wasn't by chance. We were set here for Kathy. Everybody that's a member here now was a member here then. We were set here for Kathy. And our prayer was, God, if you send one whose soul will be saved, that one has been what? Saved. Our prayer is that if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that you commit to him, not to Rhema, not to this church, but to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation at this time. You don't have to come and tell us. You need to tell him. Father, we thank you now for these people. And if there's any among us, oh God, who need to know you in the pardon of their sins, and even those among us, oh God, who know you but we've been a little off track, we pray now, God, that you forgive us, oh God, and that you redeem our souls to you. Thank you, Father. Right now we commit and we submit in the name of Jesus that we do know the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we give our life and our lives over to him, that we want to know him on a personal level. We want to know him so that we can walk with him and talk with him day in and day out, from the time we lie down to sleep until the time we get up to go again, oh God. We ask you now that none among us, oh God, be lost. In Jesus' name we pray. And if you're in agreement, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, God.